In Iraq, operations by the army troops backed by volunteer forces are underway to retake the city of Tikrit from ISIL Takfiri terrorists. Reports from the city in Salah ad-Din province say more volunteers are joining the forces fighting the terrorists. Thousands of people from the south of the province have headed towards the battlefield. Also, thousands of others are receiving training to fight the Takfiris later. The third phase of the operation to liberate Tikrit started on Thursday. ISIL terrorists, who suffered great losses and fatalities, set fire to an oil field to impede advances by Iraqi forces. Now, according to the UN, more than 28,000 people have left the city, hoping to return to their homes following the victory of the forces. Let's speak to Zayd Al-Issa. He's a Middle East expert and he joins us via Skype from London. Mr. Al-Issa, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at the situation on the ground there in Iraq, there has been a lot of momentum building up to this fight for Tikrit. Tell us how important and significant these gains are.
Well, I mean, the important issue here is the strategic importance of Tikrit, which basically lies on the major highway linking Baghdad to Mosul, which is supposed to be the second target for the Iraqi forces. Now, the Iraqi forces, backed up heavily by the volunteers, have made a huge headway in this operation. They have managed till now to drive out the Wahhabi Salafi Takfiri from areas surrounding Tikrit. They are attempting now to encircle Tikrit to seal off the city and to cut any desperate attempts by the Wahhabi Salafi Takfiris to actually throw more reinforcements to back up the terrorists who are basically held in the city. We've seen that come hot on the heels of major emphatic victories by the Iraqi forces in Diyala, which have been instrumental in actually liberating the entire Diyala province from the stranglehold of the Wahhabi Salafi Takfiris. It also came hot on the heels of major victories in Beji and also in Jaf al-Sakhar. All those achievements, major achievements, have been achieved by the by the Shia volunteers and the Iraqi security forces with absolutely no help or support from the Americans. Now, we've seen the latest attack to liberate Tikrit come with absolutely no support, air support, from the Americans, who claim that they are there to help out and to provide the area support necessary for these operations. Now, what is absolutely scandalous for the Americans to declare themselves that they are not providing any air support, because there hasn't been any request by the Iraqi forces. Now, they claim that the main purpose of actually being there in Iraq to help out and provide aerial support to the Iraqis, to the Iraqi forces. They have emphatically and adamantly refused to sell Iraq the Air Force jets that Iraq have already paid for, and now we've seen them dragging their feet, having cold feet about participating in actually such an operation. That reveals that their main purpose is actually to have combat troops on the ground, although they deny it. They say they're only there to support and assist the Iraqi forces and to provide the necessary training, and they call their operation is only train and equip, while actually in reality their operation is there in Iraq to regain their influence, which heavily tumbled after they were forced to withdraw from Iraq in 2011. And we've heard the Saudi foreign minister actually saying clearly that they fear that this operation, latest operation, is going to wrest control of Tikrit from the ISIS terrorists. And we've seen that the Saudis simply joined the so-called coalition against ISIS to make sure that what happens to ISIS is only weakened, it's only contained, but ISIS remains a credible, viable threat against the Iraqi government in Iraq, and to be used as a killing machine to destabilize and to topple the Syrian government, the legitimate government in Syria, and also to weaken and destabilize the Iraqi government, and to be used as a weapon or as a military arm to the Saudi regime to take the fight to the border of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So it clearly demonstrates the assertions by the Saudi foreign minister, who stood alongside Kerry in Saudi Arabia to voice his concern that this is nothing, that this operation is nothing but simply an Iranian takeover of Iraq, and simply to ensure that there is to ensure that Iran actually builds up or intensifies its growing influence in Iraq.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Mr. El-Issa. Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Americans are colluding with the Saudis.
That's Middle East expert Zayed El-Issa joining us from studios in London. Mr. El-Issa, it's always a pleasure talking to you here on Press TV.